Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
A lot of times, Roy, we do unqualified advice with Roy long before it's this time. So a lot of people that listen ordinarily around 8:30 don't ever hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we typically do it around 7, but it's a segment where, you know, I ain't the most qualified person. I dropped out of college and I go to the doctor a lot. You know, I have issues. So then when people come to me for advice, we call it unqualified advice.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice. But if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
Why do I even need to explain it? That guy did a good job.
While sipping a Bloody Mary in honor of my birthday from Essex Bar and Bistro, right?
Yep.
Thank you so much, you guys, for bringing that in for my birthday. Loren, we got a message from, I think, Kylie, her name was.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the message?
I gave it to you.
Oh, I never got the message. Oh, okay. You just threw it at me. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, we printed it off. It was a Facebook direct message.
I was like, All right. She said, Kylie said, Roy, I need some help. My boyfriend of about a year is a really nice guy, but I'm just not feeling the relationship anymore, and I kind of want out. She said, the thing that makes it complicated is that his parents bought us a trip to Disney World over Memorial Day weekend. Mm. This was a Christmas present, and I really want to go. I just wish I didn't have to go with him. She said, would it be worse to break it off before the trip or leave him when we get back?
Well, you know, we've taken phone calls on the show before from people that only date people to use them for what they have, like a lake house, etc. Which, by the way, if you want to hop in on unqualified advice, please do so. Call 704-570-9595 because you're probably going to give way better advice than me. So it's an all-expense-paid trip to the place that she really, really wants to go, but she just doesn't want to go with him.
Right. But it's already paid for, like you said, yeah.
And it's his parents that bought the trip for them for Christmas.
I'd go. I sure would go.
With him?
Yeah, and I break up with him after when I got back. It's already paid for. Well, I mean, what are they going to use that ticket on anyway? Might as well go and enjoy myself.
But maybe it's not as enjoyable with him. She said she's not feeling the relationship anymore and she
wants out.
Disney's
a magical place, Loren.
Maybe they can rekindle at Disney.
That is true.
I have seen relationships bounce back after a trip.
Right. Maybe the Disney's is what fixes it. You know, being at the castle, seeing the fireworks, hanging out with that duck.
He'll become your prince again.
Donald.
Yeah, whatever.
704-570-9595. What advice do you have for Kylie who wants to go on this trip that's already paid for with her boyfriend, but she's not feeling the connection with him anymore? Does anybody have advice? Like, has anybody been in that position where you would say, don't do it, it was a bad idea? Or, yeah, you should do it because, like Loren said, you could rekindle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could rekindle and you get the trip that you've always wanted.
Your advice is to go. That surprises me. I thought for sure you would say don't. You're going to be miserable.
Well, my thing is that the parents bought it and the tickets already. Everything's already been paid for. So in my mind, I'm thinking if she doesn't go, they just have like an empty seat.
I have a whole master scheme.
Okay.
Make sure that you have friends, like have your friends plan a vacation at the same time you're going to be there with the family.
That's cool.
Then,
yeah, it's going to be a lot, though, now to get to Disney.
I don't know.
By Memorial Day?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but maybe her friends can drive down and I'll get a hotel room together. And then she'll have somebody to, like, hang out with at the park.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really blowing them off, though.
This is our friend Tina, Mama Porter. Hi, Mama.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We're doing really well.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good,
I'm
good.
I'm to work in this rainy weather.
Was it raining out? We didn't even know.
It is.
It's been raining in North Shore. I know that.
Get there so early.
Yeah, it is raining here in South End. Yeah. Who knew? What kind of advice do you have? Do you agree with Roy that she should go?
I think she should go because she really might rekindle. You never know.
And at the very least, they can maybe amicably break up afterwards.
Right.
But he's going to be mad at her. He's going to be like, you just stayed together with me.
Well, as long as she doesn't really use it like that. Like, here's my thing. If she doesn't go into the trip, at least with the idea, maybe we could get this to work. Like, if she's going into this trip going, I'm definitely breaking up with him, that's kind of messed up. That is just using him. But if you just go into it and you like, well, let's see what happens. You know, I really don't like him right now. Maybe things will change.
Okay.
And she should. didn't break up right when she gets back, if she still doesn't feel it, she could just, like, slowly just stop talking to him, you know, like a little bit at a time, you know.
It was a gift.
Okay. All right, Mama Porter. Yeah. Tell Austin you said hi.
I will. I love and miss you guys so much.
Miss you.
Miss you.
All right, yeah, come on up.
Today would have been the day, man. We got the whole Bloody Mary bar in here with bacon and shrimp.
Yeah,
and
every day is my birthday.
Yeah.
Can we make this the official birthday party of the MRL show?
I would love
that. I think you're next, aren't you? Who's in June? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, screw birthdays. Can every Friday we have
Essex Bloody
Bar?
Let's
the
do
Essex
that.
Bloody Bar.
Yeah.
Bloody Mary Bar.
Sam and Monroe is on hold. We'll get to her and a couple more phone calls. Did anyone ever go on a trip, even though they knew at the end of that trip the relationship was over? 704-570-9595.
Now it's your turn. Join the Kiss 95.1.
You know how you know you're a dad? How? And, like, I'm the suburban dad on the show. Today's my birthday. I told my wife on Sunday, all I want for my birthday is a new lawnmower.
Yep.
But, dead. I don't know. You know, it's what happens when you move out to the burbs, right?
I mean, I don't know. I live in the burbs.
But you think Dallas would be into that? Like,
into what
would Dallas want for his birthday, his ultimate gift?
Oh, peace and quiet? I don't know.
A job like he finally got yesterday. Good for him.
Massage. I don't know.
Yeah, a massage. Well, anyway, thank you guys again for bringing in the Bloody Mary bar from Essex. And lunch today.
Lunch today. We'll go somewhere.
We will. We'll do something fun. A lot of people are on hold, Roy.
Yeah, for its unqualified advice, trying to help our listener friend who her boyfriend, who she's currently not really into right now, has a paid trip to Disney. Should she take it or should she not? She doesn't even want to go with him.
Yeah, how hard is that? Hi, Sam and Monroe.
Hello, how are you guys?
Excellent, excellent. Celebrating my birthday with fellow tourists today, so that's good.
Yes, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. So you went through the same thing with your man, huh?
Yeah, so we've been together for 3.5 years now, but before the trip, we were together about 3, and I did not want to go at all. We were having a lot of issues. And my friends talked me into going, and so we went through some rough patches on the vacation, but we came out, like, better than ever. So I definitely think she should go.
So you think that it's a possibility they could rekindle something?
Of course.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam. Someone who agrees with you, Roy.
It is the most magical place on Earth.
That is true.
Miracles
happen. This is Heather and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Heather. Go ahead. What do you think?
I can tell you from a logistics standpoint, I own a travel agency. Disney is non-refundable within 30 days, and her ticket can only be used by her on the airline.
Yeah.
She doesn't go. The parents are out the money anyway.
See, that's kind of what I thought.
Okay, so maybe they break up ahead of time and decide to go just as friends. What's wrong with that, too?
Oh, that's awful, Loren. That is the worst. What? Oh, listen, listen.
I can also tell you, I have people all the time who call me and say, oh, I'm fighting with my boyfriend. I don't want to go on this trip. I tell them it's non-refundable and that they ought to just wait it out. And 9 times out of 10, they work it out before they go.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, have you ever had to book someone off the trip because they got into a fight on the trip?
I have actually had to fly someone home because they broke up on their honeymoon.
Oh, my gosh.
No way. Oh, man.
What?
And yeah. Thank God they had insurance, so they got reimbursed.
There you go.
Yeah. I've had it happen.
All right.
Note to self, buy the insurance.
I'm into that.
Thanks, Heather, for chiming in, an expert.
Okay, let's talk with Manny. And
what?
Not to be confused with Manny.
Not Manny, Manny and Charlotte. Hi, Manny.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing really well. Everyone confuses Manny with Manny all the time, so it's very interesting that you're on the phone.
Yeah, I get it all the time. Everybody's like, oh, you're just 95.1. I was like, I wish I was.
No, you don't. Waking up early stinks. Actually, I love these guys. I mean, come on, we're drinking Bloody Marys on my birthday. Who could be happier?
I know, right? I wish I was not going to work and hanging out with you guys over there.
What do you think, Manny, about this situation that she's in?
Honestly, I think they should just go and, I mean, because there's situations where people just rush into relationships and then they don't think that there's really going to be an opportunity for her to work out. But I honestly think that in a relationship, there's always these consequences that you're going to fight if you run into it early. But if you go off and spend alone time, like I think they will, because they're not going to be with the family the entire time. But once they get off into the alone time, they'll probably explore different connections and then rekindle the things that they didn't think they could.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Thanks, bud. So a lot of people are saying rekindle and that they should go.
Let's talk with Megan in Indian Land. She has a different opinion. Megan, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What do you think, girl?
I'm going to be the bad guy, and I'm going to say she shouldn't go. I think that a vacation's all about who you spend the time with. And if she's really thinking that she's willing to give up a Disney trip to break up with this guy, if she's thinking that from the beginning, I just wouldn't go. I would want to go with my friends and enjoy my time there, especially since it's her first time.
See, but that's kind of punishing yourself, I feel like. If it was a gift to you and you had it, why not go?
Right, but, like, it's super selfish to go if you're thinking about breaking up with this guy. You're going to piss the parents off when you get back and be like, God, we just spent all this money on this girl, and now she's breaking up with our son.
Right.
Sorry, I was mixing my Bloody Mary. She's against it, and all for good reasons, Loren.
Yeah.
I see, I'm on your side, Meg.
Well, I mean, either way, she's, you know, it's going to suck. But she has a month, so maybe he can find some friends if they can.
Can't do it. The travel agent just said non-transferable.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a doozy.
I say break up ahead of time.
Thanks,
and try to take the trip as friends. That way there's no miscommunication on what's expected.
All right. There you have it.
I kind of like doing unqualified advice at this hour. It's a whole new audience.
True, we usually do it at 7 a.m. and you're not awake. Roy hits the show about 7:30, right around Can't Beat Loren.
And then I start crashing around 8:30. So
yeah, and then he's done at 9. We get a good hour with Roy. He's alert and ready to go.
Oh, man.
You know what? Let's do this, because we had Manny on the phone. And yeah, you did say, Roy, that a lot of people confuse my last name, which is Manny, which is the name I use on the radio, because everybody calls me by my last name. It's just natural. A lot of people say Manny.
Yes.
Well, Manny said that people say to him, oh, you're on Kiss 95.1.
Right.
That's frustrating to me.
That what? People are recognizing him and not you?
Well, just goes, hey, no. He says, hey, my name is Manny. And he goes, oh, they go, oh, you're from Kiss 95.1. Do I not do a good enough job at saying Manny? Manny?
You know, I just think we're in the South, and a lot of people just have a hard time saying,
pronouncing
Manny.
It.
Manny.
Even our our video intern,
he called you Manny today.
Sometimes he calls you Manny, but I think maybe it's just his accent.
Yeah, well, let's do this, because somebody brought this up on our Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page a while ago. Her name is Desiree, and she says people say my name Desiree.
Desiree? Mm-hmm.
So what's your name, and how do people pronounce it? 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls.